Well, thank you for having me. Thank you, Frank. Hearing you rattle off my degree makes it sound like a degree in masochism, but so I'll try to.
I wasn't going to say that.
there you go. It was right. A little bit. In any case, thank you for having me here today. I'm going to be talking with you about wireless solutions for emergency response from an Intel perspective. Intel is moving towards or sees this convergence of computing and communications, and obviously is working toward providing the building blocks to support it. So in responding to crisis, obviously there are certain things that are needed immediately from a problem statement perspective. You need communications, voice, video, data. You want to provide healthcare where it's needed, infrastructure where it's needed, as well as kind of remote situational awareness to be able to do, orchestrate control and support for the affected areas. So the bottom line is real-time awareness and management of those key resources. So Intel has a program called Digital Communities that I work on, which is geared towards municipal broadband infrastructure and what we call mobilized applications, but also has pertinence and we are definitely also involved in that with the Department of Defense and their needs in Homeland Security. So it involves what we call empowering the point of action. So wherever you are, real time, right data, right place. Okay? So what that means is devices and the transition of devices from fixed to mobile. So being able to, obviously have, whether it's wearable or portable devices, low power, et cetera, and I'll talk more to that. Secondly, wired to unwired infrastructure, both existing infrastructure as well as quickly deployable infrastructure. And then applications that are network aware. So if you remember, for example, the clear, easy one is Microsoft Outlook. In the old days, you used to, if you disconnected your network while you were running Outlook, it very well could freeze up. Whereas today, it recognizes, when you're connected to your network and will sync. And there are many other applications out there today that do this, and I'll be talking about an Intel program called the Mobilized Software Initiative, which is around an SDK that enables this further creation of mobilized capabilities. Okay, so the first of those three is devices, and we heard a little bit about that, and we are moving towards software-defined radios. In the interim, we're moving towards platforms that contain support for multiple protocols. So a future, the next generation, for example, of the Intel Centrino laptops is going to have, TV tuner. There will be more and more embedded support for both 3G and Wi-Fi, combined phones, things of that flavor. So Intel provides not only silicon for laptops, but also the X-Scale processor, which supports PDAs and cell phones. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about infrastructure. So we're in this era of, broadband wireless and rich devices that can sense when they have connectivity and when they don't. But the idea is not that, obviously big buzz about WiMAX. WiMAX is not intended to replace 3G or Wi-Fi or other networks. The idea is, as we said, it really is about achieving the best connectivity. Obviously, conditions change when you're indoor versus outdoor. What will the various frequencies penetrate? And so it really is a selecting the right tool for the job kind of scenario. But obviously, there's excitement about WiMAX because it is providing this broadband connectivity over a large area, as well as long distance point to point. So, and kind of cut my chase. So, why is the excitement? The excitement is really about bringing commercial off the shelf capabilities to, again, long distance broadband connectivity. So, potential for a single global SKU so that the manufacturers in the United States can provide common product which will support multiple regions, multiple deployable. Your common product would be deployable across many geographies, provides both licensed and unlicensed spectrum support. so that you could ensure quality of service if need be for public safety operations, as well as unlicensed spectrum. And again, leading to the ability to provide, it's all about, as the technology changes, being able to achieve what you need to from a public safety perspective and yet have it be affordable. So low intellectual property rights and licensing fees. So OFDM technology upon which WiMAX is based is optimized for spectral efficiency and has room for scalable growth. So the phases, we actually just this past week, the IEEE did ratify the 802.16e standard. So the product that's out there today is based on 802.16, the Intel product out there today is based upon 802.16.2004, which is mainly for point-to-point backhaul. However, there are pre-WiMAX standard solutions for mobility. Initially, the early 802.16e solutions that you can expect will provide what I call portability or nomadic connectivity, meaning you will be able to connect directly from your laptop, but you will not be able to roam across cells. Whereas when we get to more full 802.16e product, that includes support for mobile roaming. Okay, so from an Intel perspective and what product we're providing, and this leads in from the prior FOIL, we have something called the Rosedale chipset for customer presence equipment supporting point-to-point, which is available today, as well as a number of our vendors are providing indoor rather than requiring an outdoor antenna to receive signal, moving towards indoor CPEs. Now that the 802.16e standard has been ratified, you'll see us quickly moving towards an add-in card or, of various form factors, PC card or PC Express card for the laptop. And by 2007, you'll see integration into the laptop itself, a la Centrino. And then going onwards into 08 with integration into handsets and PDAs. So, you know, a critical, you know, one reason, again, why we're excited about WiMAX coming from the earlier FOIL is if you look at the adoption of Ethernet and Wi-Fi, when you have an IEEE standard, again, you get commercial off the shelf and you get much easier, faster adoption. You get a whole industry rather than an individual company putting support behind that standard, as well as for us being Intel, we obviously, we want to provide integration into the clients as quickly as possible because that will yield fast adoption. So, for example, if you look at Wi-Fi enabled notebooks of today and you go back in time before Intel integrated Wi-Fi into the laptop with Centrino, the adoption or the percentage of notebooks with Wi-Fi that came with Wi-Fi in the SKU was relatively small. But as Centrino came on board, we're now nearing close to 100%. So you pretty much can't buy a laptop today without having Wi-Fi capability. So for WiMAX, we see this adoption being even faster. You know, we're moving as quickly as possible to integrate it into PCs, to integrate it into PDAs, to provide this again, commercial off the shelf and ubiquity of the capability. So bottom line is what you can see now that we've ratified 802.16e is that mid to late next year and into 2007, you'll see this model of portable or nomadic connectivity for broadband connectivity to laptops, where your laptop will talk to, an 802.16 base station, E base station, and then also you would have 802.16e backhaul support. Okay, the third part of the triumvirate of mobile devices, wireless infrastructure, and then the third one is mobilized applications. And again, Intel has a program called the Mobilized Software Initiative, which is, again, as I had indicated earlier with Outlook, but there are also other applications, Adobe ePaper, SAP, and others have already provided mobilized capabilities. And again, the idea is to be able to be online and offline your application will still function and will recognize a network and sync when it's available. So again, providing a consistent user experience independent of connectivity. All right, so where this all leads, you know, again, from a programmatic standpoint, I'm involved in a program called Intel has called Digital Communities, of which public safety is one component. We're working with a number of cities around the world to provide capabilities. One that's very exciting bring up here is Port Huron, Michigan, which actually provides more tonnage import to the U.S. than both the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal in terms of moving materials back and forth. So we are working with them on video surveillance and other public safety applications, as well as asset management applications. Okay. So what is a digital community? Basically, it's this idea of standards-based infrastructure for connectivity, for computing, standards-based computing platforms, and then providing the mobility to be able to have the usage, support the usage models, whether it be building inspection, public safety, et cetera, so that the government can provide services to the business community, the government, efficient e-government, as well as citizen satisfaction. So here's an example of, you know, kind of what the birthday cake or stack looks like. So again, the underlying network infrastructure is not exclusive to WiMAX, but, you know, obviously, you know, WiMAX and Wi-Fi and 3G will coexist for some time, providing a services-based computing infrastructure, standard platforms, and then your mobilized solutions at the top. We'll try that way. There we go. So let's talk about public safety specifically and some of the applications that we're seeing that are popular. As I said, you know, everyone wants nomadic and leading into mobile access. So this is IP voice, video, and data wherever they are. We want to know the location. You know, a lot of these are about tracking the location of individuals, of vehicles, and of the vital resources necessary to respond to an event. And then remote management, something that's very important is having a team of people away from the affected area, having situational awareness with maps, events, and resource information. So both video surveillance, sensor technologies, as well as control through SCADA and traffic control. So as an example, Intel was down with a number of partners when Katrina hit, and did set up WiMAX, both point-to-point, and provide broadband coverage to the affected areas. And the small insets show, you know, we had a factory with prepackaged kits, network, as well as broadband. We had teams who were in RVs and had trucks and were going around, you know, had their little self-contained world and were setting up basically broadband, lighting up broadband centers to be able to provide services for the affected folks. Okay. So the bottom line is that, you know, Intel's role in all this is we are a building block supplier. Our goal is to provide technology innovation, standardize those products as quickly as possible, share the knowledge that we gain through our activity in standards bodies and partnerships with what we call the ecosystem, share the successes. And one nice thing about local government world is that they, you know, unlike the commercial world where you want to have competitive advantage of technology, we find that state and local government world is more than happy to share their best practices, and then work with the partners to provide an optimized, interoperable set of solutions and bring that to the mainstream in support of what we're trying to achieve, which is safer, more capable public safety. That's it. I have a couple of websites for you, both on digital communities as well as the Mobilize Software Initiative. Thank you.